Is the afternoon's program. We're ready to rip in. A big thank you to Cam and Denon, but it is Thirsty Thursday. So, you know, you let us know what you're up to, up and about this weekend. You know, the Bledisloe's tonight, so that's a sellout. So then we roll into the finals on Saturday and Sunday, Friday and Saturday. Then we've got Sunday. We've got the NRLW triple header. You'll hear that on SEN. So it's all happening from now, Thirsty Thursday. By the way, busting a myth here, tequila is not a stimulant. We looked it up, Bear's Head, so you need to be a bit clearer on that. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. And remember, if you are looking to buy Bitcoin, choose independentreserve.com. It's a massive show. We've got to get into it very shortly. Jaleesa Apps coming on for a chat. What's trending with Coach K? We dive into the text line. Again, we didn't get to all of the texts yesterday. We'll endeavour to do so today. RJ Ochoa, he is going through week two of the NFL for us. Afternoons Amplified and a score update with Coach K. And then Tristan Merlihan is along for a chat. 2 o'clock flock is there, the 1 o'clock flock, the 12 o'clock flock. Call whenever you like. Your chance to win $100 thanks to Tristan and the team up there at Top Sport. And then we'll have a chat with Gareth Hall. He's going to find a winner for us over the course of the weekend, host of Giddy Up. Remember, you can hear that on SEN Track Sydney, 15:39 a.m. through the weekdays. Righto, let's get stuck into the big stories of the day. Brad Arthur insists his team has no mental scars from 4 week 2 finals exit in the past 5 years. Okay, well, the team doesn't. What about Brad? Did anyone happen to ask Brad about that? So Mitch Moses, he's in. Cleared by the independent doctor. Does the independent doctor have a name? Do we get an understanding of who the independent doctor is? Is that an NRL representative that goes out there, or is it just any medical centre you turn up at? That's all fine. He's got to remain symptom-free to take his spot tomorrow night. I would ask you this, listeners. If you weren't symptom-free, but you were playing in week two of the semi-finals, would you acknowledge that you had the symptoms? Would you bring them to the attention of other people? We've got to take it out of the hands of the players, surely, on this occasion. Like, you know, he's passed the independent doctor, and I get all of that, but he's got to remain symptom-free. Surely we can do a blood test or something that can test this and not ask, Mitch, are you okay to go? Because, yeah, call me cynical, but I reckon Mitch will be right to go. Let's see if everyone else is right to go for the Parramatta Eels. Here's Brad Arthur on the depth of the squad, the preparation the squad's had, and the backup halfback.
We need to make sure, you know, that we've got positional changes that we can make on the bench.
And last week shows that you've got to have a reserve halfback.
Oh, not so much a halfback. You just need to be able to make changes to your spine. You know, we were caught out last year. You know, unfortunately, we didn't have Reedy.
The event that Mitch doesn't pull up well tomorrow is Jake definitely in.
Yeah, well, Jake will play, but we haven't even talked about that, you know. At the end of the day, we're planning on Mitchie playing, and we'll just see what happens from there. But Mitchie's pretty confident.
And Jake's ready?
Yeah, well, he's trained all year. You know, like, at the moment, he's just preparing for his job, which is off the bench. He might get on, he might not.
Oh, might not even get on. So you've got a 17-man game that we talk about so often this day and age, and you've got a player there who might not even get on. So, you know, if you start talking about what is the value of certain players, well, what was the value of Josh Hodgson, right? He'll go to the club next year. He can go from hooker to lock to halfback. That allows you to make changes within your spine that Brad Arthur was talking about there. What about Joey Manu? Joey Manu can go from centre to wing to fullback to 5'8". How valuable is that? You don't then need on your bench someone who can cover those positions because you've already got someone in the side that can do it. What about the Parramatta side? Do they have anyone in their centres, their wing, that could cover that position? The Sharks have got it with Connor Tracy. They do not have that. Mike Acevo in the halves, Tom Opacek, Wonga Blake, Will Pennicini. That's the difference. You go to the Raiders and you go Jordan Rapana. Well, I could put him at fullback. I could put him at 5'8". Nick Kotrick, no. Matt Timoko, no. Seb Chris, no. But Rapana, yeah. The versatility of the players and how important they are for the squad. Does that come into play? Is that going to be a huge issue come this weekend? The other story we're reading, back page news on the Daily Telegraph, missed the 22%, so all the pressure is starting to be heaped on Brad Arthur. Ricky has big finals edge over Brad. Why power love to loathe Ricky? This is written by, Paul Crawley wrote it. Best finals coaching records of the State of Origin era. So Ricky Stewart, top of that with 68.2%. He's won 15 of 22 games, so he's better than Bellamy. So Ricky's got the one premiership in his first year at the Roosters. And then Craig Bellamy's got six grand final wins and four premierships. But his record in the finals is not as good. Trent Robinson's got three premierships, but his record in the finals is not as good. Ivan Cleary, he's got a premiership, three grand finals. Des Hasler, he's got two premierships, five grand finals. Wayne Bennett's got seven premierships. All their records are not as good as Ricky's in the finals. So if you have a look at that and then you go, I guess to improve your finals record, you've got to make the finals. So this is now the fourth year in his 9 years at the Canberra Raiders that he has made the finals with one grand final. But all those other players, all those other coaches that have these outstanding records and win, I wonder if they'd swap with Ricky that record just to get the best in the finals. I don't know. Statistics, right? I tell you about it quite often. They're like a bikini. What they reveal is very interesting, but what they conceal is absolutely vital. Speaking of the Canberra Raiders, though, Brent Reed, great article today about the next million-dollar man, or allegedly. Aren't they talking that up? Joe Tarpany. Do you pay $1 million for Joe Tarpany? Well, ask Coach K. He likes to get there or thereabouts. Payne Haas is wanting the $1 million for the front rower. Joe Tarpany playing superbly. Brought to the Canberra Raiders via Newcastle by the late, great Peter Mulholland. So he asked former New Zealand international Dave Lomax, who was doing some work with him at Wellington in New Zealand, about this skinny young kid that had this great resilience. Would he be able to come and play NRL? He said he'll play 250. Don't you love that confidence? He'll play 250 NRL games. He's on his way, 164. And I think you can make a very strong case for him that he is the best front rower in the game at the moment. Let's go to the South Sydney Rabbitohs. More South Sydney Rabbitohs stories. Coach K weaving his magic in the production meeting on this one. So they've had a taste of Allianz Stadium. They're going to get a third week in a row, 120,000 fans across those 3 weeks. So they are defiant, South Sydney. They've been knocked on the head for a core stadium, the transfer for next year, but they're looking at 2024. Hopefully it's the first of many great wins that we have here, said CEO Blake Solly. If the government continues to resist investing in a core, then we will look at Moore Park. Well, I don't think we're going to get any money out of the government for a core, struggling to get it for the suburban grounds, but it's going to be ongoing too. And after having been to the stadium myself and seen the response that the Rabbitohs get there and knowing the experience that you have as a spectator at that ground compared to a core stadium, not purpose-built for rectangular sports, we've said it that many times, come on, let them play where they want, and where they want to play is Allianz Stadium. Cam Murray, he's opened up about the heartbreak. He's opened up about concealing the effects of concussion too. Say, no, well, I don't do that. You know, every player wants to stay out there. But again, you can't tell me that they don't bring up tactics that allow them to stay on the field. You know what it's like. The last thing you want to do is leave the field. You know, a ferocious competitor like Cam Murray, the last thing he wants to do is leave the field. Cody Walker's embarrassed by the generational player quote that his coach threw out there, Jason Demetrio. I'll tell you what's even more of a rap for Cody Walker, more of a compliment. The fact that Cliff Lyons made comparisons to Cliff Lyons. The player that Cody reminds Cliff of is Cliff. So we talked about that yesterday with Adrian Prezenko. CSC for Talakai, he's a good story, isn't he? Mascot Junior, he was training with Kian Kalamatangi down on the Coogee Stairs. How hard are the Coogee Stairs? 220 stairs. You ever run them, Coach K, at South Coogee? Tough. Fair few pre-seasons down there. 200. He did it 26 times. said Siffer, which is unbelievable. But apparently out the back of the group. So he and Kern were at the back of the group. Totally understandable, right? Big men. Big men going up the stairs. That is not straightforward. Ben Hannett, he said no three times to the Paul Gallen fight. That's on tonight as well, too. What time's that? Ben's going first, then Hodjo. I think that's how it's meant to play out. So there's going to be an hour in between the fights. He said no three times until his wife said, go on, fight. You know why? Because then we could put the pool in. They're building a new house on their acreage up there at the Gold Coast. Happy wife, happy life, says Benny Hannett. And apparently it's going to be called the Paul Gallen Aquatic Centre. I like that. I like that. I think there was someone who had the Ray Hadley Aquatic Centre when they put in a pool. But the Paul Gallen Aquatic Centre, we like the sound of that. We like the sound. So, you know, you fight for all different reasons. Here's the other thing that Ben Hannett said that made me worry for him. I definitely think what I'm doing is all about entertainment. I'd be kidding myself, and this is a mistake I made when I fought Hodjo, if I thought I could do in 4 weeks what boxers take 10 to 20 years to learn. You can't do that. He's going to get his head punched in, isn't he, Ben Hannett? He's going to get an absolute flogging from a fired-up Paul Gallen. I would have thought. Cameron Green, he's a chance to be called up to the T20 World Cup squad. So Mitch Marsh, Marcus Stoinis and Mitchell Starc not going to India for these T20 games. So Cam Green's going. Sean Abbott, Nathan Ellis, Daniel Sams all called into the squad as well. So Cam Green, based on the way he's played in that 50-over series against New Zealand, I thought would have been a shoo-in for that squad, missed out. So maybe a little tough on him, definitely there for the test. Might be an all three formats player in the future. Not bad for the young Cameron Green. And sticking with cricket, Shane Warne. So Channel 9 have plans for a telly movie. Apparently they've already cast most of the roles, including Warne. They're obviously looking for someone to play the role of Elizabeth Hurley and his ex-wife Simone Callaghan, but it's been described by eldest daughter Brooke as beyond disrespectful in an Instagram posting. So James Erskine, the manager, he ruled it out earlier, saying he was thinking about legal action if Channel 9 went ahead with this. They look like going ahead with it. I have absolutely no problem with it. And I would not think any less of Shane Warne, no matter what they showed in this telly movie. The point is, though, I'm not the family. And this is where you need to be a little bit careful. So Brooke is 24 years of age. Do any of you have any respect for Dad or his family who did so much for Channel 9 and now you want to dramatise his life and our family's life 6 months after he's passed away? You are beyond disrespectful. So we'll get your thoughts on that as well. It's given us our talk topic for today. Who or what should they make a telly movie about? Which sports person? And be respectful. So which sport? Have you ever seen the movie Alive? It's about the Uruguayan rugby team that crashed in the Andes in 1972. They were 16 survivors. They did so by eating the flesh of their dead teammates. It's an incredible story. Good movie too. That's the type of thing we're looking for. I've always been a believer, a strong believer, that the great Keith Ross Miller played for St Kilda at fullback, was one of the most charismatic cricketers in the history of the code, captained Australia on an Ashes tour, and was a fighter pilot in World War II. Now that is the guy you want to make a mini-series on. 1-300-01-1170, $100 cash up for grabs on that one. The text messages, keep them coming in, 0457-736-736. Thirsty Thursday it is. I'm taking a break after that. We're back with Jaleesa App. Stick around.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.